are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. As we discussed in the first hour, there's a lot of anxiety about Valentine's Day coming, and a lot of us just do it wrong. We end up spending too much money. Alright guys, sorry about that. Boy, I was having some issues. Happy Valentine's Day. I am back. I don't know what the hell happened with my equipment. You know what? It's Valentine's Day. It was probably sleeping. Lord have mercy. Okay. Valentine's Day, everybody. You always have to listen to an old show. All right. Okay. 7 minutes past the hour on this amazing Friday. We're going into a beautiful Valentine's Day weekend. Again, our hearts and prayers are with those who have been suffering with this winter storm back east. Boy, it's crazy. You know, we've talked about weather patterns, and what I think is going on is that there's some weird shift where we're going to start seeing more violent winters on the east. We're going to see drier, hotter summers on the west, and it's just going to be some sort of a rotational thing. Hopefully it changes back. I guess back in the colonial times, it would be snowing in September, and now we hardly see any snow in September. So I don't know if it's global warming as much as it's just some sort of a shift. So either way, whether it's global warming or not, just be safe out there. But we got Valentine's Day. So speaking of being safe, make sure you guys are wearing your condoms. Big time. All right. Because I know there's going to be a lot of issues. Let me see here. Okay. We are now, sorry about that. Looks like we're still having some issues. How we doing? We got Brad working the dials. Brad, how's everything sounding now?
Your mic is a little hot.
Very hot. It's Valentine's Day. How's that going? Does that sound better for everybody?
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. So, you know, let's start off the show with some little romantic poems. I know a lot of you are scrambling going, oh, no, it's Valentine's Day. What do I do? Ah. Okay, I got a poem for you guys, all right? You could use this. You could use this, okay? I don't mind if you steal it. Not a video. It's not copywritten, okay? You want a poem for your loved one? Here we go. Write it down. Arterials are red, right? Venules are blue. I hope your hemorrhoids recede the next time you poop. Kind of romantic. It means you kind of understand arterioles versus venules, right? Little arteries, little veins, right? Hope your hemorrhoids recede the next time you poop. It shows that you really, really care. You really, really connect. Here's another one. This one I think a nurse had done. I can't see who gets credit for this one. She writes, blood is red. Cyanosis is blue. I get diaphoretic when I think of you. See, I like mine better, honestly. But you know what? Becoming diaphoretic for somebody is kind of nice. Now, diaphoretic means you're getting all sweaty, right, and losing your breath and about to have a heart attack type of thing. Yeah. Okay, so real nice if you guys need to steal it. You know, many people don't realize that the history of Valentine's is kind of bloody. I mean, there's a variety of different, I guess, theories on when Valentine's, I guess, when it came to be. Okay, so one legend is, many of you guys heard about this, gentleman by the name of Valentine, who was imprisoned by Claudius. He fell in love with the daughter of his jailer. Before he was executed, he sent a letter to her saying, "From your Valentine." And I guess that's where they think Valentine's cards began. Had begun. Then Claudius II, okay, all right. Now remember, Claudius was the first imprisoner. Claudius II, they believe, had wanted to prohibit marriage for young men. Now this was, I guess, around 3rd century A.D. because they wanted the young men for soldiers, so they didn't want them to marry, I guess, at the time. So there were, I guess, Valentine was a gentleman who, I guess, tried to secretly perform marriage ceremonies. He was apprehended by the Romans and was put to death. So they think that's another issue, okay? Then, let me see, I guess Claudius II executed two men, both named Valentine, so there might have been two of these Valentine guys running around. Both of their executions happened on February 14th, but of different years, during 3rd century A.D. So you have all this thing around some guy named Valentine. He probably has no idea that now we have this big Valentine's Day. Now, what about those, some of the traditions, like the chocolate, the, you know, a few interesting things have happened on Valentine's. I believe Captain James Cook was killed on Valentine's Day. Oregon became a state, and I think Arizona became a state on Valentine's Day. Jimmy Hoffa was born, I believe, on Valentine's Day. The first Knesset meeting in Israel in 1949 occurred on Valentine's Day. That was kind of interesting. I looked at that on history.com. But what about, like, the real stuff, like the chocolate? Okay, well, chocolate, I guess, Valentine's candy, they say, oh, man. Yeah, see, this is what happened when I lose the first few minutes on my machine. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who keeps me on my toes and makes this show work as awesome as it does. Thank you, Brad. We love you. We really, really do. I owe you big time. Big thanks to everybody tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. See, I'm all lovey-dovey today. Yeah, because it's Valentine's Day. Lovey-dovey. This is interesting, though. I don't know if I should read you guys this email on Valentine's, but yeah, I probably should. Venice writes from Phoenix, Arizona. Dolly, I lost 10 pounds in the month of February by simply stopping sugar. That's all I did. I took all sugar from my diet. How come this worked and not other diets have worked for me? I tried. Oh, so she goes into the diets that she worked. Okay, she lost 10 pounds in the month of February. It's February 14th. We're only talking 2 weeks. She lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks. I like this email because it doesn't look like she's pushing a product. So I really believe her. I really believe she lost 10 pounds. Now let's dissect this for a little bit, okay? Because she really is onto something. But it does need some dissection. Okay? First of all, many of us, when we start to lose weight, we will lose weight rapidly. Now, some of us call it water weight. It's not all water, but absolutely a dehydration component, etc., can. Okay? There can be an element of that. But when you lose weight rapidly, A big part of it could be dehydration, and another part of it is you could actually be losing some weight. The problem is the faster you lose weight, we talked about this, the faster your body puts it back on. Your body does not handle change or rapid change very well. So rather than the body recalculating everything, it goes, well, to heck with this. I'll just, the next time, you know, there's calories, I'll suck the calories back up and slow down the metabolism, et cetera, which is why these starvation diets never seem to work. And we always tell you guys to be careful. However, this idea of cutting all sugar from your body is one of the reasons why Atkins worked so well. But it works so well to a degree. Cutting carbs, cutting sugars help you lose weight. Your body does not know how to metabolize the sugars. Your body can metabolize fat a hell of a lot better than it can metabolize sugars. Why? Because, again, back in caveman days, we hunted zebra or bison or dinosaurs or whatever the hell we ate back then, okay? But we didn't have cupcakes and chocolate and Godiva and Ghirardelli and Russell Stovers and C's and all the other good stuff. So now what do we do? Okay, so just cutting sugar. Here's the problem. You have to be careful when you cut sugar, because one fault I had with the Atkins diet was this ketosis. If you deprive yourself of carbs, as many carbs as you could deprive yourself, what ends up happening is your body tries to make another glucose fuel source. And then you end up, I guess, making ketones. So now, when you put your body under stress like that, I get very nervous as to, well, you know, will other functions of your body not work well? Like kidneys, your bowels, your tumor necrosis factor, making sure you can, you know, identify tumors and fight them. So I get very, very nervous about anybody doing an Atkins type diet, and I don't recommend it. Many people couldn't stay on the Atkins because they were so constipated and the weight didn't stay off anyway. But the idea of cutting sugar, right? Like sweets? Oh, heck yeah. I can't tell you how many people said they stopped having soda or they stopped eating sugar and they were fine. They still had the rice. They still had, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, low sugar. They still had whole wheat bagels. And they were able to keep their weight off. So if you want to do a baby step, now I'm not saying you're going to lose 100 pounds, but if you want to lose a little bit of weight, and of course, let's get through Valentine's because it's the one day when we could just sit there and stuff our faces with chocolate. I've already had 5 pieces this morning. Just try it. What happens if you just cut sugar? Just drink water instead of fruit juice. I something even that small. A lot of times we forget that these little waters, these little juicy juices or sippy cups or whatever the heck. Well, no, sippy cups are for kids, but these little juicy juices that these kids drink, that there's a lot of calories in them. I mean, sometimes 100 calories a pop, and you're like, well, it's only 100 calories. But I think not all calories are equal. I think that many of these sugars, what they're doing is they're causing our metabolism to slow, like the high fructose corn syrup, etc. Now, speaking of which, they say right now, legislatures in California want health warning tags similar to those on cigarette packs, bringing up the sugar being linked to obesity. A state lawmaker and medical experts have proposed a bill on Thursday. It's the first of its kind, from what we understand, being reported by the Real Majest. No, the All. What the hell site is this? Oh, the Almagest. Thank you. Nice site. Anyway, that there would be a health warning on it saying sugary drinks could cause health problems. The bill proposes the warning labels should be on the fronts of all the bottles and cans of soda, as well as juice drinks that come with added sugar and at least 75 calories per 12 ounces. So the warning would say drinking beverages with added sugars contributes to obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. State Senator Bill Monning, I think, is behind this. And he says, when the science concludes that soda is linked to obesity, the state therefore has a responsibility in taking initiatives for the protection of consumers. Now, I get that. I get a lot of people don't realize that the fruit juices do that. Not a lot of people listen to my show. I've come to learn that, okay? And it's the bitter reality that not a lot of people listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. So I just have to live with that. I get that. But, you know, how much do we really want the government involved. So where I'm a little concerned is if they're going to start labeling that, are they going to start labeling loaves of bread? Are you going to force manufacturers to have to label the 2% milk different than, I mean, you know, where does it stop? If you, let's say, eat, like I had for dinner, I had for lunch a salami sandwich. I love salami. Stop the giggles. Salami sandwiches are delicious. All right. But are salami sandwiches or salami packs going to have labels saying this could possibly cause colon cancer because of the nitrites and nitrates? I mean, you know, where does it stop? And so what bothers me is we're going to have a picking and a choosing of what gets the labels. And, what I would probably suggest, just to kind of put this to rest, because I'm kind of sick of hearing the subject with the restaurants and Obamacare and the move forward and move backwards and don't move and whatever the hell else is going on right now, what I would probably suggest is there be the nutritional guidelines available somewhere. Okay? We don't have to keep reprinting and causing restaurants and companies to spend extra money because you know what's going to happen now? You and I have to pay more at the grocery store. Thank you. All right? But there be the nutritional information there. And then everybody gets to grab one of them and look it up. If they don't, I mean, how many of you read the labels? I don't read the labels. I don't read the labels. We bought a box of douche the other day, okay? Because one of these days I need to, you know, go to my gynecologist for my yearly. So I figured I'd have that ready. And there was all sorts of script on the box. Now, I'm at the age now where I need reading glasses. Do you think I'm going to sit there and read a box of douche? Okay, now, I don't know what it's telling me. I don't know if it's telling me, you know, what food colorings or flavorings are supposed to be in it. I really don't know. And I don't care. Okay? But it's on there and I probably had to pay more because it was on there. You see what I'm saying? You guys dig? Alright, so that's the problem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, don't drink any douche. Really quickly, though, I wanted to talk about real quickly, some history here, okay? Apparently, because it's Valentine's Day, I got to talk about some Valentine history. In, I guess, the medieval times, on Valentine's Day, girls would eat certain foods that were supposed to help them bring the man of their choice to them. Can you imagine? Okay? Steak, bring me some steak. They say in 1866, the first heart, like a Valentine's heart that was supposed to have some candy in it, etc., came out in 1866, or it would have notes that would say, miss you, true love, or you and I. But the heart-shaped box, they believe, with chocolate came from the Victorian era in 1822. So, I mean, we've been kind of celebrating Valentine's Day for a long time, but chocolates, back in the 1800s, chocolates, and this is according to NDTV.com, physicians used to use chocolate, it didn't taste like it did today, to kind of soothe patients' heartbreak during breakups. Why? Because chocolate can increase your serotonin. Is that pretty cool? But again, they think the oldest Valentine card was from 1415 by the Duke of New Orleans to his French wife. Wow. Pretty cool and romantic. Don't go away. Medical news coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy Valentine's Day. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, Michael wants me to explain. He lives in Henderson, Nevada. What exactly the subsidy is with health insurance and how does it work? He thinks a lot of people are misunderstanding and wants me to clarify. I tell you, I'm still learning this myself. It's a very, very confusing time for many of you. And, you know, thank God there are other people that really, really know what's going on with this. One of my favorite oral surgeons in town, Dr. Stephen Sachs, has really become very learned on the law and a lot of the ins and outs. And he's, you know, schooled me on a lot of things and, as well as things on oral surgery. I'm a huge fan of his, as well as, you know, I try to get as much of my information from, you know, not the left wing or right wing, but from, you know, some basic, honest to God sources, hopefully, that just are kind of to the point. But, you know, this, from what I understand with the subsidies, is, okay, you don't get the money in your hands, okay? I mean, don't start getting excited about that. And originally we thought that when you go on to the Obamacare healthcare website, the healthcare.gov website, and you're quoted what your health insurance is, let's say it's a couple hundred a month, and the subsidies bring it down to $45 a month. That's pretty incredible. And if you're able to get health insurance for $45 a month, that's great. But you still pay the original price, and the government is supposed to subsidize the others. So what's happening is your insurance is at the vertex. You are supposed to pay the premiums, and then the government is going to give you those subsidies in the form of like a tax credit. Or there is, from what I understand, some sort of advanced payment option. So let's kind of review this, okay? Because many of you, what's going to happen and what we doctors are freaking out about is many of you guys are going to be kind of shocked by the sticker shock and go, well, wait a second, I only have the $45. I don't have the $245. I can't wait for the government to give me a tax credit if they're even going to. And then you're not going to pay the doctor, and the doctor will have seen you for free for 3 months, whatever. I mean, I think there's already in the law, you could literally not pay your insurance premiums and then switch plans and do it all over again, meanwhile getting months and months of free care. So that's some scary, scary stuff. One of you complained that your doctor's trying to collect deductible towards deductible up front. Of course he should. Because he cannot see patients for free for 3 months, he won't exist. Doctors are going out of business left and right as it is. All right. So people making between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level will qualify for the premium tax credit health insurance subsidy. Remember, the federal poverty level changes every year. So there's ways where you could look it up. If we go back to 2013, according to healthinsuranceatabout.com, it says an income range of $11,490 to $45,960. If you're an individual or a couple who make $15,500 to $62,040 and a family of three earning $19,000 to $78,000 would qualify. Now, this is why some people are thinking, okay, well, you know, maybe I should divorce. Because then if husband is making 30 and I'm making 35, we won't qualify. But as an individual, if husband makes 30 and you make 35 or whatnot, you both could qualify as individuals, which is why there's been a lot of talk about people divorcing so they could qualify for these subsidies. Because health insurance is a commodity now. I mean, people are scratching and fighting and wrestling each other for this, okay? So when you go on the healthcare.gov website, which I have to admit, but, you know, with the font and with the way they spell it out with the numbers and stuff, it is fairly easy to read. I have to give them that. It's just I don't think a lot of people really understand what a subsidy is, okay? So with the subsidy, from what we understand, you have to wait until you file your taxes, or you could get the tax credit in advance. If you get the tax credit in advance, the government is supposed to send the money to your health insurance company on your behalf. If they don't, or if there's a delay, you are going to still be owing the higher amounts. Like I told you, I was quoted $895 or whatever a month for my family. If I had qualified for a subsidy, which I don't, I still have to be prepared to pay that $895 a month. A lot of people don't realize that. Okay? They say many people are not going to want to wait to file their taxes. They're going to want their subsidy right away. So there's an advanced payment option. This advanced payment option would be something that you would have to choose, and then the government would hopefully pay that to the company. Now, is the company going to send you bills for the total $895? Or are they going to send you bills assuming that, I don't know. I don't think that's all worked out. All right. But what we are expecting is people are going to be seeing a lot of sticker shock. So what I suggest you do is take a look at the, find out if you even qualify for the federal poverty limit. See if you even, or the federal poverty level. Then just keep in mind that whatever, and I guess the discount comes in like blue. I think when you navigate the website, there, everything is in black, the letters, and all of a sudden what you have to pay ends up being in blue. When you see that, remember, that's not what you're actually cutting a check four. So it's just something to be prepared about. But I hope that kind of clears things up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's just frustrating. I mean, things have got to be easier. I'm at the point now at my age where I just really need things easier. I don't need to struggle anymore. I mean, you know, getting out of bed and limping because of my plantar fasciitis and then sitting on the toilet and then my knees being stiff and I can't get up, you know, from the toilet without holding onto the wall and then tripping on the cats. And that, you know, I mean, it's gotta be easier than this. Why isn't it? And I think that's what's really, really frustrating. There's another report. Now, I don't know if this is the same woman from a few months ago, but apparently there's an 84-year-old woman who has a 44-year-old fetus in her body. All right, she was having some abdominal pain and the fetus had died. I thought we reported on this a few months ago, but apparently there's new reports. I don't know if it's the same woman. She had suffered it's got to be the same woman. I can't believe there's two of them out there. She became pregnant about 40 years ago, had pain during the pregnancy, visited a healer. After taking what the healer had given her, the stomach stopped growing anymore. The baby stopped moving, so she thought it had aborted with the period. All right. Then when they x-rayed her abdomen, because she's 84 years old, there's face, bones, legs, etc. of a fetus. They think the baby died between 20 and 28 weeks. That is crazy. This is a second case. Apparently in December, another case was announced in Colombia. The woman in Colombia had the surgery. The Brazilian woman is choosing not to. Wow. That is some crazy, crazy stuff. I'm shocked by that. Wow. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I really shouldn't be shocked. I can't tell you how many teenagers I diagnosed with pregnancy, right? You know, or they were going into labor and they had, quote unquote, no idea they were pregnant. Really? All right. What's going on? Apparently a woman decided to do the Mile High Club on a Delta flight. She made sexual advances towards a fellow passenger on the flight from Baltimore to Washington International Airport to Salt Lake City. And unfortunately, because she wanted to be in the Mile High Club, the plane had to be diverted. From what we understand, the woman was intoxicated and became furious. Oh, it was diverted to Minneapolis. Oh, how funny. Thanks, Brad. Apparently, she was ranting and screaming expletives because somebody did not want to sleep with her. She was handcuffed by airline staff. Police escorted her off a plane at, there we go, Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport. And she may face charges. This is being reported by the Herald Sun. That is some crazy stuff. Come on, people. Really? I've never done the Mile High Club. I don't need to be a part of any more clubs. I really don't. I'm popular enough. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, it's D-A-L-I-A-H. We also are on iHeartRadio. Make sure to check that out. And there's an iPhone app and an Android app. Please make sure to download those for free so you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. This is an interesting email. Lori from Seattle says, Doctor, I had gastric band surgery a few years ago, and I lost 80 pounds. Now I've gained all the weight back, but I don't have insurance. I want the band taken out since it's not doing anything. Then she goes into, how do I go about this? Can it hurt me still being in there? Okay, so many of you have had the gastric band, the lap band procedure. One of my favorites, I think it's really, really cool, right? Because, you know, it's not a permanent type of thing. You have the band that goes around the stomach, starts to narrow the stomach, and then you hopefully eat less, And I've seen many people lose weight with it. You should be able to have that band in their life lifelong. Sometimes people have some issues with the band. Sometimes people hate it. Some people don't get the weight loss they want, and they need to do the gastric sleeve. We've talked about that, where it takes that pouching part of the stomach, where it doesn't really affect the connective parts with the pylorus and the, you know, et cetera, like you could see with the gastric bypass. So the gastric sleeve is starting to be one of my next favorite surgeries for this. But, you know, if you failed a lap band surgery and you gained the weight back, there's definitely a little bit more going on with your weight gain, okay? The reason why the gastric band works is the decreased surface area of your stomach, supposedly, not that it really decreases it exactly, but kind of figuratively with the squeezing, is supposed to make you feel more full when you eat smaller bits of food. But the real success to these people that lose weight with the lap band, and I really credit what Darren Soon and Jim Atkinson do, doctors Darren Soon and Jim Atkinson, because they have the Gastric Band Institute in Vegas, and they've taken care of lots of my patients successfully, is there's a whole sort of process surrounding the surgery. What you're allowed to eat, how you eat it, and they teach you how to eat. They teach you how to avoid certain triggers, etc. Because you just can't have the stomach, you know, squeezed and cinched and then expected that to work. So the doctors that are comprehensive like that are the ones that seem to have more successful patients, okay? But, you know, we could learn a lot from what's going on with Lori. You could get something done. You think you have insurance now, and then all of a sudden you're uninsured. I can't tell you how many people are uninsured who I would have never even expected to be uninsured at this point. But they are. I mean, my husband and I, the same thing. We're not going to be able to afford the insurance on Obamacare, so we're going to be uninsured. I mean, so, you know, if you're going to enter into something that you think is going to need follow-ups later, et cetera, you may want to just, you know, look ahead. Now, most lap band people don't need follow-up. They do fairly well. Some of them do need to have more air put in, you know, or it tightened. So I would urge you to go to a gastric lap band doctor and talk about your options. I understand you don't have insurance, but I got to tell you, a lot of these doctors are understanding that, too. Okay, I know a lot of you think doctors out there are just, you know, money-hungry bastards, and that's not true. I mean, there's bastards in all professions, but most of the doctors I know, their patient population isn't insured like it used to be. So they're going to have to make it work. Otherwise, they're going to have empty waiting rooms. So, you know, maybe talk to some of the, if you don't live in Vegas, you live in Seattle, I don't know who to recommend out there, but maybe talk to a lap band doctor and talk about your options. If you need to have extra air put in, it needs to be tightened. Of course, check for other issues causing weight gain. And, you may have to do like a Weight Watchers or a Medifast or something like that in addition to the lap band. But if you have a lap band that you think is not working anymore, I can understand why you want to get it taken out. But that would be another surgery. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of this, Fox News coincidentally was talking about weight loss surgery and how many insurance companies don't cover it. So even if you are insured, they say right now, 2/3 of health plans sponsored by employers do not cover weight loss surgery. Weight loss surgery can cost between $15,000 and $25,000. Now, I thought that with Obamacare, they were going to start covering bariatric surgery. I know there's supposed to be some sort of obesity coverage, but I thought that would translate, into some sort of coverage towards bariatric surgery. I'm not surprised if it ends up not. Now, remember, in order to qualify, even for the insurance, many times you have had to prove that for a year you were on a program. Now, that's very interesting because years ago, patients would come in saying, I have to prove that I tried to diet for 6 months. So let's just get that started out of the way so I can get my surgery. And I go, well, why don't we actually try something? You know, like Weight Watchers or Medifast or whatever. Why don't we actually try it? No, I just want the surgery. And the reason why the insurance puts that into play is because if you do religiously try something for 6 months, and it's Dr. Watch, many times you do lose weight. Okay, but there are some people where it's just they were given a bad hand of cards metabolically and metabolismally. And these are people that really do need to have their anatomy changed, just like with sleep apnea. There's some of you that just really need to have your airway opened up. You were given an airway where it's a very, very small opening in your oropharynx, and you have these big palatopharyngeal folds, and you just seem to cut off your air supply in your sleep, you know, whether you're skinny or not. You need the surgery to get yourself opened up. You get more air, and it adds longevity to your life. Less chance of Alzheimer's, dementia, high blood pressure, etc., possibly even cancer. Now that we're seeing that sleep apnea could be related to a variety of things. So going back to weight, some of you just need to be anatomically changed. I get that. It's not all about you, okay, and your fault. But unfortunately, a lot of insurances don't cover it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You're going to see a report that some doctors are able to diagnose skin conditions if you send them a selfie. Researchers found that dermatologists who evaluated hospitalized patients remotely using pictures and health information often reached the same conclusions as a doctor who examined the patients in person. Is this scary? Using so-called teledermatology, i.e. selfie of your mole, to identify patients who need additional care or screening may improve access to dermatology services in rural areas. This is another way for doctors to work for free. You send the doctor a selfie, they send you a text back saying all good. You don't have to spend money and go to the doctor. But I got to tell you something, okay? You know, sometimes certain things, you need to feel it, etc. If you showed me some sort of a spot on you that looks pink and has some excoriation on it, I may over the phone say that looks like a basal cell carcinoma or early squamous cell carcinoma, where it was actually a pimple that you picked and now it's healing. So it's, I mean, there's a feel to it. All right. I hate this idea that I, as a doctor, with the thousands upon thousands of dollars I put into my training and the years of training, am going to be forced to practice medicine by looking at your selfie. I think that's ridiculous. And some of you guys send me images, not even of a selfie, but a mirrored reflection of your selfie. Okay, that's ridiculous. What the hell am I supposed to do? And for free? Oh, hell no. So, as far as I'm concerned, this whole idea of seeing your doctor over the phone, email medicine, is a bunch of crap. Now, mind you, we do need to save money. Many of you don't have insurance. All right. I understand you guys got to get some sort of medical care. But, you know, who's gonna keep doctors in business, people? All right. Yeah, I'm feeling sorry for myself. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. Selfie my foot.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.